This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Pentecost Monday. First posted May 12, 2008, Psalm 29. God of the Storm. Paraphrase: Let all the heavenly beings acknowledge and praise God's glory and strength. Give praise to His holy name and worship Him with appropriate holiness. The voice of the Lord is heard in the thunderstorm. His voice is powerful and majestic. His voice shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon mountains of Syria to skip like a calf, and Syria on Mount Hermon like a young wild ox. Psalm 29:6. The Lord's voice flashes forth like lightning bolts. His voice shakes the wilderness of Kadesh, where Israel wandered for 40 years. The voice of the Lord makes the oaks to whirl, and strips the forests bare. Psalm 29:9. And in His temple His people shout, Glory! The Lord reigns above the flood. He reigns as King of creation forever. May the Lord give strength to His people. May the Lord bless His people with peace. Psalm 29:11. Commentary: God is eternal Lord and King over heaven and earth. The angels in heaven acknowledge and praise God's glory. We must learn to know and acknowledge God's glory and worship Him by being consecrated and devoted to God's service by His Word and His indwelling Holy Spirit. The sacrificial blood of Jesus, shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, cleanses us as we begin to trust and obey Jesus, and makes it possible for us to receive the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, through whom we are consecrated to God's service. A powerful thunderstorm or windstorm, such as a tornado, demonstrates our position in relationship to God and to His creation. The devastation of New Orleans reveals that the great works of mankind are puny in relationship in the forces of nature, and that mankind is really powerless. The mountains which seem so permanent and immovable are shaken by storm or earthquake. But God reigns above the storm, undisturbed and unshakable. This world is our spiritual wilderness where we wander during our lifetime, where we are to learn to trust and obey God's word and follow the Lord, so that He can lead us into His eternal promised land. We are intended to learn to look to the Lord for our safety and protection from the storms of life. When we seek shelter and protection from the storms of life, the Lord will show us His power and willingness to bring us through the storms. The storms are too much for us to deal with alone, but they have no power over the Lord. His people who have trusted and obeyed His word have learned this and are able and eager to praise and glorify the Lord in all circumstances. The Lord is the only true source of strength, peace, and blessing, for this life and for eternity. The Lord does give strength, peace and blessing to His people in the midst of the storm. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.